The Girl Power Podcast.
Hi, it's Shalynn. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Girl Power Podcast. You know, Ty Tribbett is well known around the world for his music and his message. With the current times we're living in, his new song, We Gonna Be All Right, it seems as if it was written just for the times. I'm so happy to get a chance to talk to him about his music, but mainly his message. I think he's on the line. Hello.
Hello, Ms. Cole.
Yes.
This is Ty.
Glad to have you on the line.
Glad to be on the line. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Very well as well. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, first I got to say, we did a show here last year in March in Winston-Salem, and you were the headliner, and you guys came through and ripped it up. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you for that.
It was amazing. You know, people are still talking about that show, man.
Wow. We have to do it again when the world opens back up. So
absolutely. Cool. Absolutely.
Man,
well, I initially wanted to talk to you because I follow you on Instagram, and I saw one of your posts where you were talking about your struggles with the label prior to the release of We Gonna Be All Right. And I said, wow, we got to talk about that, because I see that, you know, a lot of artists go through those types of issues regarding their music and their art. And do you think that because your song, I mean, no doubt is an amazing song and it's resonating with so many people, do you think that that was part of the reason that you had a bit of an obstacle in getting that out?
Because of the type of song it was?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, I think... See, and that's the other side of what I want to talk about. It wasn't the song. I think it wasn't about getting that song out. And I know the song is a different format for most gospel radio stations, because my mom is still in radio. She's been in radio, I don't know, maybe over 30 years now.
Oh, okay.
So I understand. Yeah, she's over there at WBLS with Hezekiah Walker in New York.
Okay.
They have a syndicated show as well. So, but she's been in the business, in the industry, so I understand formatting and that. So I wasn't really talking about that. I was talking about other, in any industry, acting industry, modeling industry. Mm-hmm. If you're a believer, there's going to come a point where, you know, to go to the next level. Let's say for this song, hey, Ty, if you want this song, oh, man, this song is hot. You know, the people will love it. The youth, the dancers, people will love it. Creatives love it, Church people, you got to work on them, Ty. But everybody, okay, no problem. But if you want this song to go further, why don't you get, like, Kanye West on it? Why don't you get that, like, things like that? Is the song just not good? Or, you know what I mean, certain keys like that, it's frustrating sometimes because it's like, yeah, what you got is good, but if you just put a celebrity on it, then you can have access here. Or if you just take off this, take the strap off your shoulder if you're a model. You know what I mean? I don't know how far it goes with every industry, but it always comes to the point where to cross a threshold, there's a bit of compromise. It gets frustrating after a while, you know, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Well, my thinking was that because the song, it seems really prophetic because it came out right before everything all heck broke loose. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And I
could
feel
not
like
believe it.
Yes, I believe. I really believe that you were facing those obstacles because of what your song, your message was about.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Amen. Yeah, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
That's right. Yep. That is right.
I hear you clearly. Thank you for that.
The enemy was fighting you. He didn't want the people to hear that message, because let me tell you, every time I listen to this song, man,
Jesus.
It's amazing. Jesus. It's amazing. I'm like, it was like God was talking to you, say, "Okay, say this because this is coming.
Right.
Say this."
I felt that.
You know?
I do know. So when you feel that, and when you know that, and when you say what he tells you to say, and then you put that into the hands of the industry, it gets like, like y'all don't know what he told me. You know, but I do believe that opposition came because of the spiritual, prophetic, anointing on the song. Definitely. I understand that.
Yeah, absolutely. So is there, you're going to be doing an album release?
Yes. Well, I haven't finished the album yet. That song, actually, that single,
mm-hmm.
was I put it like 4 years ago, like 4 years
ago.
Yeah, it was so much police, white cops killing black people back then. That was the whole, what was it in St. Louis?
Michael, Michael Brown.
Yes, Mike Brown. After all of that, and I was like, man, I can't take it. So I wrote this song after that, but it didn't fit my last project, kind of, because I already had Work It Out on there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, you know, so I just tucked it. And, man, when this whole thing started happening again, the pandemic, I said, oh, this kind of fits where we are now. Let me just put it back out. So I brought it back out, and it's amazing. But my album, my new album, is slated to be released either the end of this year, but the way things are going and trying to record it, I don't know, top of next year. But I have a new project coming out. Definitely by the top of next year, and I'm very excited about it.
Yes, we need it. We need it.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I want to do it now, right? I'm trying to get my people. Can y'all fly in? Are y'all allowed to fly?
I'm telling you, we need it. Here, I have we have the gospel station, and of course we have the R&B station. I think that I've played your song more on the R&B station than I have on the gospel station and our gospel hours on the R&B station, because the message, man, is just...
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for the support, first of all. Thank you so much.
It is such... My pleasure, man. It is such a... such a needed word, you know, and on when in R&B, you know, it's kind of like a fine line, but you know, when people, you know, when you do gospel and you do R&B in the same format, but this is just a straight message. I was like, look, I'm putting it in. Wow. I'm putting it in. Wow. We need this.
Yeah. Well, I love you. Thank you.
Every time I hit, I mean, it was just, it, you know, it was the same way we Work It Out for me. That same, it's kind of like the same, type of message, Work It Out, you know.
Exactly. You get it. I like you. You get it.
Absolutely. Now with I saw you out during some of the protests. I saw just a short video. Now, where was that when you were out in the protests?
I was out here in Florida. I actually live in a place in Florida right outside of Orlando. And up the street from my house.
Oh, wow.
Literally, it was a protest. I said, oh. So I didn't plan on it. I didn't get a notification about it, but I was driving and saw it. And just jumped out and was a part of it till it got a little crazy, meaning not violent, but people recognizing me.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Pictures and all that stuff. So I kind of got back in the car, and I didn't walk the whole way. I just drove to City Hall and then kind of went through that with them. So it was just an honor, you know what I'm saying, to stand with the people and just let them know, like, hey, I stand on the side of justice. The Bible is clear about that. You know what I mean? I stand on the side of what is right and what is just. And I kind of wanted to demonstrate that. I kind of wanted to let that be known. And, I'm so happy I did. It was peaceful. It was loving. I loved it. White, black, everybody was out there. I was like, man, this is amazing. And I just felt the spirit of unity. I felt the spirit of unity. You understand what I'm saying? I'm
absolutely.
Like, man, if we can get this unified in some churches, it will feel better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, same mind, same agenda, same focus, one accord, the Bible says. So I walked away with that feeling, you know, all this serotonin chemicals being released. I just felt all like, oh, this is beautiful, and I enjoyed myself.
Good. That's what I was going to ask you. What was the atmosphere like when you were out there? Because you know the media is only showing when there's when there's the riots and not really clarifying that, okay, these are agent provocateurs going in here starting all of this mess,
but we get
blamed. And try to take the message away from why we're protesting in the first place. So,
But I'm so beautiful. And there's been protests, from what I understand, if not every day, every week since the George Floyd murder. So there's been more peaceful protests than any others in our country. So,
which is why we're not seeing them on TV, because they're all... peaceful about now.
You're doing it the right way. You're not going to see that on the news because you're doing it right. You know?
Absolutely.
Right.
So what kind of feel are you looking at to the upcoming album?
The feel. Well, you know, I do live music, so it's not going to be too much work it out and too much. We're going to be all right. Mm-hmm. It'll be more like, you know, the African medley on my last album.
Yes, or, yes.
Or, yeah, greater than like that type of he turned it. What can worship? I mean, it's that type of live church experience, church worship experience that we're going to play. You're going to put your hands up in the car. I'm like, make sure you don't drive on this song. Because it's going to be that type of feel. I think we're going to be all right. I think I've got one other, I call it a bop, B-O-P. So I think I got one other bop. But other than that, the whole album's going to be like what you would experience at, like, you know, the church atmosphere or my concerts or something like that. What everybody loves about that. Going back to that. Even redoing some OGA songs. From that, you know, I never released or nothing like that. So going back to some OGA stuff and just renewing it. And I'm coming out with so much fire.
I cannot wait. I can't wait.
What?
Now, let me ask you, was Good in the Hood, was that ever released as an official single? I love that song. I love it.
No, Good in the Hood was never an official single.
It should have been.
Listen, I love it. I might dust that off.
You know what? The lyrics right now fit what's going on, you know?
Oh, my goodness, you are so right. I might dust that off and just give it out for free or, SoundCloud or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love that.
that's a great one and definitely fits what's going on. Now with you being your music being considered, you know, different from the, you know, mainstream gospel, what kind of obstacles have you had to overcome when it comes to, you know, the type of music you do, because, you know, it's not traditional and, you know.
I think in the beginning it was way harder being understood and like, whoa, what is this guy? I literally got pushed out of churches, like literally physically by pastors, like get off my pulpit, pushing my singers off. Because, you know, I guess we were a little too much. The energy was a little too much. In the beginning, it was a little worse than now. I think now people kind of know what to expect. Like, that boy crazy. Just let him do what he gonna do. He love God though. He anointed, but he crazy.
Absolutely.
So I love that freedom, and I love that I plowed through those early years of misunderstanding and what is this boy doing or what. So now I'm kind of like, just let him go. Just let him go. He okay.
Yeah. Does it matter if you're getting the message across to God's people?
You know? And I think most people feel like you do, but the powers that be and the gatekeepers and the ones that work to keep it this way and the ones that work so hard to keep their thing there that way, when you come in innovative like that and creative and out the box like that, it's a threat to their system. So, or it could be a threat to their system, or it could send a message after you leave their church. It'll send a message to their youth like, hey, you can dress like that. Hey, you can do like, you can. So, and they weren't ready for that type of change or transition at the time. So that's what I think. When people are so allied and married to their systems, that's priority even over God. So this is why I think a lot of church, this is why I'm glad God shut down all the churches for this pandemic.
Yeah.
Because churches has become such a system that we don't even consider God in anymore. Like, God, what do you want for this season? Like, what? It's February. We're going to preach about love. God, what do you want to say? What do you mean? It's Thanksgiving. We're going to talk about, but we just have our systems, and God is like, hey, man, it's about me, and we're too busy being Martha and not enough Mary, not enough listening to him, but everybody's busy for him, and he wasn't pleased with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of that, you know, with everybody, you know, everything being shut down, here's my theory. Because it all came about like a perfect storm, you know, the pandemic, everybody's out of work, everybody's, you know, no church, everybody's home. Because, you know, truth be told, this stuff has been going on in the Black community with the police for years and years and years and years. But, you know, I think everybody was at home. They had nowhere to go. They had nothing to do but sit there and watch George Floyd be murdered on national TV. And it really just, you know, hit a nerve, finally hit a nerve, where even now we've got the allies out fighting for us. So I think it was all, you know, in the plan.
It was. And then the Bible says that all things work together for good.
Right.
And we love that. And I think when we quote that, we jump up and we shout because we just on that last word, good. At the end of all, it's going to be good. But we got to think of all things. That's so vast, such broad strokes. Mm-hmm. All things?
Yes.
That is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So the application of that scripture could be scary to the believer. All things, George Floyd being, life being taken before our very eyes, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Racism in America, that's a thing. Like, all these things work together for good. So apply, like, we've been enduring for a night. Yeah, but John, we love it. But the application of it wears on your faith.
Yeah.
It wears on it, man. I know Joy's coming in the morning, but this night is long.
Yes. Yes.
And hard. And in the last days, perilous time shall come. What does that look like? Like, I understand it, but the application of it and living it is like, whoa. And I think that's what we're all experiencing now. And to see a tragic, heinous events like that right before our very eyes,
mm-hmm.
it first tests you. Where are you at? Where's your faith? Where's
right.
your, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's where I think a lot of us missed it, because we just want to respond in what's right and what's wrong. Like, that's not right and justice, but it's an introspective thing first. It's really introspective first. And I think a lot of people skip that first step, because God is not really concerned about storms. He's concerned about how you're affected by it. You know what I'm saying?
Because
when the storm came, he says, where is your faith? He rebuked the seas. And then he told the disciples, why is this affecting you like this? Where's your faith? And number two, how you're going to respond. Peter, if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Don't respond like that.
Right.
So storms, God checks us. He don't really check the storms. He checks you first.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the woman was caught in the act, but what's up with you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to deal with her. She's wrong,
yes.
But what's up with you? So I think when you bring these injustices in light of the gospel, it's a slower walk, because he tells us to get the plank out of our eyes.
Right, right.
And then the dust out of these officers' eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm almost reluctant to say anything like that, because then it's like, oh, what do you mean? I'm not.
Yeah.
But it's just a more humble approach. It's a more sober approach.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, it's a more wise approach, and we can get the changes we really desire to see if we walk in wisdom and humility.
Absolutely. It's all about faith. Mm-hmm. It's all about our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's when you're going through these storms, you know, when your faith is being tested, you know, the enemy wants you to give up and say, you know, hey, God is not, he ain't checking for you. You know,
right.
What you gonna do? But, you know, that's the true test of your faith, man. I tell you.
It is, right? It is. This walk with God ain't no joke.
Man.
It ain't no joke, right? Right? Lord.
The enemy is really hard at work. But, you know, the enemy is like probably jumping around rejoicing right now that all this chaos that's going
right.
on.
You are right. He loves the distractions, the
mm-hmm.
division, the dissension. He loves the confusion.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it. And that's why the Bible's like, hold on, y'all. And all thy getting, get understanding. Because when you don't understand a thing, frustration, stress, confusion, all of these things, the enemy can play, the playground of the enemy, you know what I mean, is formed when we don't have understanding. So my prayer is that we settle ourselves first.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, get the mind of Christ, and in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. You know what I noticed? You know what I learned? That we are the body of Christ,
yes.
Many members, one body. So Dr. Jamal Bryant might be out there protesting every day. Doesn't mean every pastor should.
Right.
That's his leg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's not condemn each other.
Like, right.
Why aren't you out protesting?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you have a Black Lives Matter post up? Why didn't you post Juneteenth? Let's not get on each other. Let's not, how can I say this, project purpose.
Right.
Like, my purpose is to do this because I'm the hands. Your purpose is to do that because you're the ears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many people in the same body are like, we all should be playing right now.
Everybody has
everybody
has a different assignment, you know. Just because you out there doesn't mean that, you know, your people should be out there. You know, they may have another thing that God has for them to do in this fight.
Will you come on, please? Now keep preaching. That's what I'm talking about.
You know,
I think we need that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, because I see people, you know, calling out Kendrick Lamar, calling out J. Cole because they haven't made any records. I was like, look, where were y'all? Last time I saw, J. Cole was out there protesting in Fayetteville. Kendrick Lamar out there in L.A. Y'all didn't see all the pictures?
Yep. That's what I'm saying. Like, I we could just, you know, be easy on ourselves mm-hmm. as a body and not mm-hmm. get frustrated. It's not like if I'm the kneecaps or if I'm the ears, I can't yell at the kneecaps like, y'all don't hear this.
Yeah.
I'm the ears. So yeah. I'm going to hear everything. I'm the mouth. I'm going to say everything. But, you know, I never put my mouth on the inside of my shoes. That's where my feet belong.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Never heard it that way before. It makes sense.
But that's just how opposite assignment can be.
Right.
I cannot understand completely why somebody is protesting. Why are they doing that? I mean, but that's putting your mouth in your shoes, and I never put my feet on my food. My mouth always. So it's just all of that. We can be part of the same body with polar assignments.
Right. And work together.
Yeah.
Work together.
Yeah.
And get the change we need, you know.
Amen, because we need it badly.
Oh, man. if you haven't...
How's it affected you? I mean, how's it affected you? Did you have to work from home? Are you like...
Well, yeah, absolutely. All of us are... I'm actually in the office now, but all of us, all of my staff and everybody has been equipped to work from home, to do their shows from home. And which, you know, within this time, you know, a lot of my staff are like, you know, hey, it's kind of getting to me because our, you know, the R&B station, we are like the community station. We're out always every day, but with the pandemic, we can't, you know, go out and be involved like we need to be, but we're using the airwaves instead, you know?
Amen. I love it.
Yeah.
By any means necessary.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, we're doing social media. We're doing virtual town halls. You know, any way we can, you know, be a soldier in the fight, we're going to do it, you know.
I love it. Yes. I love it. Congrats on that. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was so great talking to you. And
oh, my goodness.
I'm a huge fan, and I will be a huge fan. Can't wait for the new album.
I'm going to get it to you soon. I'm going to try not to wait till next year. I'm going to try to get it to you soon.
Do you have a title?
I think it's going to be called All Things New.
Okay. I love it. I love it because that's what it is.
That's what it is.
He's doing a new thing. It's a new thing.
Do you hear me?
And we got to adapt.
For my church, New Year's service at my church, you know, we have a theme every year for the church. I said, y'all, God told me the theme for 2020 is not clear vision and vision like everybody said. He told me all things new. Mm. I said, he told me get ready to see every area of your life become new. Now, of course, I didn't think it would come through pandemic.
That is so funny.
Ain't it crazy?
Yes, because I was just talking to somebody the other day, and it's like, you know how something keeps coming to you and you're like, okay, I'm supposed to do something with this. I kept hearing, you know, or that scripture before, I'm doing a new thing. You know what I mean? So we have to look at it that way. We can't just hold on to how things were because he's doing a new thing now. We've got to adjust to what's going on now.
Or miss it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want to miss it. Yeah. I don't want to miss it. I'd rather change than miss it. So,
Amen.
I got you on that All Things New project. I got you.
All right. I can't wait.
All right. You have a great day. I love the conversation. Great.
Me too. Thank you. Take care.
Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye. That was such a cool interview. Such a cool person. Thanks so much, Ty. And thank you for listening to the Girl Power Podcast.